Seventh paragraph of Mitzvah, fourth Mishnah. If he was working on the figs, even though the grapevine's next to it, he should not eat from them. The same thing the other way around. If he's working with the grapes, should eat from the figs. He holds himself back till he comes to the Mokum HaYofes, to the good places. In other words, if there's a whole long row of grapevine, and he knows that the better grapes at the end of the vine, he can hold himself in and then eat them when he gets to the better grapes. Or the different vines, different types of grapes, he's entitled to plan himself out to eat from the best ones. But he can only eat as he's working. So the Baal HaBayit should not lose out. In other words, if they're eating as they're picking, they're taking away time from the picking itself. So they said, they're allowed to eat as they're walking from one row to the next. So this way the Baal HaBayit saves some time. They'll eat when they're not working. Because the Rosam and Agas also, when they come back from pressing the grapes, also from the donkey, until the Gemara says until it's fully unloaded.